Hello and welcome to this month's coronavirus-free edition of Organ First Radio. No lockdown and with no restrictions on how many people can listen or how far apart they should sit, let's get the show on the road. The other day, an organist friend asked me if I got any copies of some cassettes made down here in Cornwall many years ago now of local blind organist Peter Bartle. Well, that request set the wheels in motion to do a programme on blind and partially sighted organists, and with one exception, that is the theme to the show. But for openers, a couple of tracks then from one of the few recordings that Peter Bartle made over a decade ago. His choice of organ was the Hammond X5 with a Roland rhythm unit, and they're put to very good use in these two numbers. Firstly, Strutting with Maria, and then his very own composition, Boogie Bartle. Thank you. Peter Bartle, blind from an illness in his infancy, but for which sad fact he might never have taken up music in the first place. Anyway, that was Peter strutting with Maria and finishing off with some Bartle Boogie, or Boogie Bartle if you prefer. I had the pleasure of working with him in the 80s when he would arrive on stage with his lovely guide dog named Brig. Now, Robert Brereton was actually a blind pianist from San Francisco and studied at the famous Juilliard Graduate School of Music, where he received 3 successive fellowships. By his early 20s, he gave 2 recitals in New York in the city's town hall, and a year later, he repeated the triumph with the San Francisco Symphony Orchestra. But it wasn't until a few years later that he suddenly took an interest, purely for his own amusement, in the Hammond organ. But in the mid-50s, he was offered the chance to record the Wurlitzer in the Paramount New York, and from that LP, this is the famous Gypsy Dance from Bizet's Carmen. Exciting Gypsy Dance from Bizet's Carmen, recorded on the 36-rank Wurlitzer that used to be in the Paramount Theatre, New York. It was a track from the only theatre organ recording made by Robert Brereton. Now, the majority of blind or partially sighted organists that I know of have always favoured the Hammond organ range of models because not many of the players find the modern-day organs with their touchscreen registrations and setups being user-friendly. Such was the case for Angela Turner, a good and close friend of mine since the Morecambe Organ Festival days, when she favoured the Yamaha EL and EX range of organs. But those were the days before her present-day blindness put paid to that. But only a few weeks ago she took delivery of a new Clavinova 809 model, which she explains has a larger and clearer screen to make that all-important part of her playing more comfortable to deal with. So I naturally asked her if she'd be happy enough to send me a couple of tracks to include, to which she readily agreed, which also means that this is the first time the Clavinova 809 has been heard in my shows. The two numbers you're about to hear were made famous by two groups, first of them being It's All About You by McFly, and that'll be followed by Shine by Boyzone. Anyway, here's Angela Turner Johnson.
Thank you.
It's All About You and Shine, recorded especially for Organ First Radio listeners on the recently acquired Clavinova 809 by Angela Turner Johnson. Thanks once again, Angie. And Angie also goes on to tell me in her email that she and her husband, David, have recently both joined a ukulele band up there in Cumbria where they live. Well, there's no accounting for taste. Only joking, Angie. Anyway, back now to the theatre organ scene and memories of one dear but very unassuming organist who, because of his amazing playing technique, was often heralded as the organist with three hands. His name, of course, was Reginald Porter Brown, and who I personally know to have very limited eyesight for a greater part of his life. On the Monday morning, he'd spend about 30 minutes at the console, having the piston set up for his preferred sounds, and once memorised and heard just what the organ could do, he'd courteously thank you, and then disappeared until the first show of the day. On the couple of occasions that he played week-long engagements at the Compton organ in the Lyric Wellingborough, I always had to ensure that one of my projection staff met up with him in the foyer to escort him through the darkened auditorium and then down under the stage and onto the organ console for his three times daily organ interludes, and then, some 12 minutes or so later, guide him back on the return journey. Well, to showcase this organist's amazing playing, my thanks go to Wayne Iveney of the Theatre Organ Club, who sent me a couple of contrasting examples. The first was made at the Granada Cinema Tooting Wurlitzer and features the Phantom Stage Piano in a rarely heard but delightful ballad titled Let's Write a Love Song Together. Let's Write a Love Song Together, played by Reginald Porter Brown and composed by Grant Mayford back in the 1930s, and that's about all I can find out about that very nice composition. From the Granada Tooting, it's a journey now to the Ritz Richmond to hear the three-manual eight-rank Wurlitzer that used to be in that cinema, but which I now understand is down under somewhere in Sydney, Australia. Here's the exciting Mexican fire dance, made doubly exciting by the dexterity of Reginald Porter Brown. Reginald Porter Brown and the Mexican Fire Dance, and my thanks once again to Wayne Ivney for supplying those two archive recordings. You know, it hadn't occurred to me when I first commenced compiling the list of artists who would form part of this month's theme that I appear to have worked with a number of them, for that is also the case with Rod Pooley, who was another of the up-and-coming organists who appeared at the early electronic organ festivals that I was connected with. Since then, and despite his sight problems, he's gone on to make a name for himself as a composer, teacher and keyboard demonstrator, but perhaps won't be too happy for me playing something from the last recording I have of him, which is now some 20 years old. Even so, he does put the Hammond XT100 through its paces with On Green Dolphin Street. Thank you. on Green Dolphin Street, the famous jazz classic, nicely played there by Rod Pooley, who I understand is quite active in the Eastbourne, Sussex area of the country. Something now in less upbeat style featuring Sheffield-born Ken Outram, who never set out to make music his chosen career, as he was blind in one eye and had very little sight in the other. But it was 1954 when he was chosen from 30 other applicants to play for lunchtime dancing in the City Hall in Sheffield, a position he held right through to 2004, holding the title of Mr. Music, where to this day there is a plaque honouring his dedication to the venue. He passed away in 2016, but once again, I only have a 20-year-old recording to share with you. Having said that, I don't think he went on to make any others, other than this one for the Grosvenor label, titled An Affair of the Heart. The very thought of you and love is the sweetest thing, nicely played there by Ken Outram on the Hammond Commodore. Now, before going to the final organist in today's programme, I'm going to refer back to the head of the show when I indicated there would be one exception to the blind or partially sighted players in the show. That organist is Brian Rodwell, and for what reason is he included, I hear you ask? Well, in last month's show, I said that the Wurlitzer organ that was in the home of Edith and Les Rawle came from the Granada Walthamstow, when, in actual fact, I should have said Wandsworth. So, to make amends, I found in my collection some rare recordings of the Walthamstow organ, a Christie with three manuals and 12 ranks of pipes, played in concert by Brian Rodwell. So, sit back and enjoy this master musician entertaining a crowd of Theatre Organ Club members in the days when owners of such organ-equipped venues opened them to enthusiasts, usually on a Sunday morning.
Thank you. Thank you.
Console Riser medley played there by Brian Rodwell, which included the opening, the Theatreland March, Sophisticated Lady, Punch from the Puppet Suite, When Sonny Gets Blue, Cockney Capers, You Go to My Head, Cherokee, and a version of Misty, the likes of which only Brian Rodwell could play. The finale in this month's show comes from a lady organist in the United States who, until she got married, was billed as Candy Carly, but in present-day terms is now Candy Carly Roth, and for a variety of personal reasons, she no longer plays on the American organ concert scene. But back in the days when she was resident organist at the Great American Wind Machine restaurant in Reseda, California, the new owner insisted on the music being of a higher quality than was the norm in establishments of that kind. Like other organists in today's programme, Candy too began taking a serious interest in the piano when she was just 7 years of age. Many years later, and with music scholarship awards hanging on her walls, she really took the bull by the horns and began to study classical organ under the renowned Richard Purvis and theatre organ side of things by the equally renowned Gordon Kibbe. Now, through a close friend, I was given an email contact address for Candy, and from the outset, she kindly put a copy of one of her last CD recordings in the post to me. But guess what? Due to the terrible coronavirus situation, I can only think that its non-arrival in time for the programme is because it's being scanned and decontaminated in one of Mr. Trump's many postal departments. It might even be in the UK right now and undergoing even more decontamination in one of our depots. But whatever the reason, rest assured, I'll include something from it next month. In the meantime, let's turn back the clock to the days when Candy Carly recorded this very popular Gershwin number, complete with its seldom heard verse. I Got Rhythm. Candy Carly, a gal who certainly has got rhythm when it comes to mastering the theatre organ. The promised copy of a CD will no doubt arrive the day after this programme is uploaded, but have no fear, it will be in next month's edition of Organ First Radio. In the meantime, keep safe and isolated, and remember to check with any of your friends, especially those who are now on their own. From yours truly, Alan Ashton, as ever. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penelador production presented by Alan Ashton, with technical direction by Ian King.